After Hurricane Maria last September, a few thousand school-age students were among those who left Puerto Rico with their families and came to New England. As the school year wraps up, some of the 12th graders are graduating thousands of miles away from home. But in high schools right now, seniors are barely around. They finished classes, maybe have some finals. That is the case at Holyoke High School, where Mayra Angelique Rojas de Leon has completed her last exam and is in the class of 2018. Her dream?
Well, I want to be a writer, so I think I have a really big imagination.
De Leon also has what some educators call grit. She, like thousands of other students, left Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. At the age of 17 in early October, she arrived in Holyoke, Massachusetts by herself. She lived with an uncle before her mother and sister came about a month later. She remembers her first day at school, and it was tough.
I didn't know it was going to be my first day. And the counselor said, oh, do you want to start today at this half of the day, or do you want to start tomorrow, the whole day? And I was like, tomorrow. But my uncle was like, today.
De Leon says she remembers thinking, I don't even have a pencil. When she graduates, De Leon's diploma could be from Holyoke High School, or it could come from the Puerto Rico Department of Education. It depends on whether graduation requirements are met. Puerto Rico, for instance, requires a certain number of credits in English and Spanish. Massachusetts requires passing a standardized test. Holyoke High School principal Dana Brown says those requirements aside, administrators have a lot of leeway with graduation requirements.
There are some places where high school principals can grant appeals or waivers around, you know, courses taken or not taken. So, you know, it's not the wild, wild west.
But even with a principal's help, some seniors who came from Puerto Rico this school year are not graduating. De Leon, just weeks ago, almost dropped out. In class one day, she says she couldn't stop crying. A teacher took her to the main office. There was her guidance counselor and Principal Brown.
And we got to the point, I told him, I hate school. To the principal. He was like, you what? But you're a good student. You had all your grades in A when you started here. What's happening right now?
She had fallen out of touch with her friends in Puerto Rico. Her father is still there. Her boyfriend moved back. And De Leon says she and her mom are not getting along. Brown says the school began checking in with her relentlessly.
Where are you and why aren't you here? And you're almost near the finish line. You got to keep coming back.
De Leon is obviously juggling the move from Puerto Rico, Brown says, but that aside.
Like any other adolescent in a high school senior year, she's juggling family issues and society issues, and she's trying to figure out who she is. When you combine all of that and then throw a hurricane in the mix.
Brown says it's a recipe for disaster.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your cooperation this morning with second day of MCAS math. We will now begin.
Holyoke may be better prepared for the ambiguity brought by Hurricane Maria. Brown says entire families come and go all the time, not just back to Puerto Rico.
You never know what families are going to stay or whether they'll move from Holyoke to Springfield or Holyoke to Chicopee or go back to Puerto Rico.
It's unknown how many Hurricane Maria evacuees will be here come September or other students until almost the first day of school. Thousands of evacuees enrolled in New England public schools after Hurricane Maria. As for seniors, the Massachusetts Department of Education has on record 119, though the department doesn't have data on whether all are graduating or where the diplomas will come from. A similar story has been playing out in Connecticut, another destination for many Puerto Ricans after the storm. 100 seniors are on the books there. Graduation in Holyoke is Sunday. De Leon says she's not going. She's not comfortable with ceremonies like that. On her mind, what's next? De Leon wants to study media production here, not in Puerto Rico. She was accepted at 5 New England colleges, and now that she's 18, she wonders if she can rent her own apartment. She wants to do something, she says, that will change the world. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.